Scotland, first win of the season, first win since March. A great confidence booster for the boys.
No, it was. Sort of gets the monkey off the back as well. We can enjoy our Saturday night. But I thought the team were together. We've made a couple of changes and changed the personnel. And, you know, to a man today, I thought they were excellent. The attitude of the boys throughout was different class. And, you know, it was a strange one coming here today because, obviously, Partick, Gary lost his job through the week, which is never nice. And you're not sure what sort of reaction you're going to get. But credit to the boys, we were very professional. Created chances, scored goals, and you know we managed to get a clean sheet today as well.
You were clinical when the chances came. I mean, I know Greg missed the early one, but after that you were clinical.
Yeah, you know, Nizzy's been unfortunate with a header. He's hit the bar. We'd worked on at training this week, cross balls. We hadn't been putting enough in, and you know the third goal's pleasing in a way because we've put in a good delivery. Lewis McCann's unfortunate, it breaks out to Kyle Turner and you know he hits the target and we get a third goal from it, so very pleasing.
Just how big a 3 points can it be for you?
I think you know the championship's that tight that it allows us to kickstart our season and it's not getting carried away. The games that we've lost, there's been nothing in them. Not to say that we accept that, but it's a confidence booster for the boys. Because I do believe there's genuine quality in there that we can, you know, the remit is to be competitive in this league with a younger squad that allows, you know, the potential to get better. And to get better, you have to win games. And I'm delighted that we managed to do that today.
I mean, you'll get the league table to move up to seventh as well. That obviously was another
boost. No, it's nice. As I say, you find yourself at the bottom of the table and it's not where we want to be as a club. So to climb up the league three places with a victory, it now gives us that nice feeling to try and build on that.
You changed your personnel, but Ryan Dowd certainly made an impact with his return after 3 weeks' absence.
Yeah, Ryan's, you know, he's obviously one of the experienced ones we brought in. He'll be the first to say that it was a collective effort as well, but credit to Ryan, you know, in his period that he's been out, he tried to get himself back. Even for last week, you know, and it just came a little bit short. So sometimes you get the rewards in football through the hard work that people don't see. And Ryan's definitely put his neck on the line, and you know it's pleasing for him to come away with scoring a goal and a 3-0 victory today.
First league shutout since March as well. So I mean, the defence today was very solid and totally frustrated.
No, I think the defence last week in the game against Inverness to lose a penalty 3 minutes to go, I thought it was a very solid performance. I said at the time we'd put crosses into the box, but we just never really got on the end of them. We asked more questions today, slightly better delivery and people getting in the box to get on them. So as I say, it gives us something to build on, not get carried away because it's a league that can kick you, you know, but very much look forward to the games that are coming up now.
And still on the defensive team, you obviously coped extremely well with Kenny Miller, who obviously poses a major threat.
No, listen, Kenny made his debut at Hibs all the years ago when I played alongside him, and I think I'm right in saying that he's got half a dozen goals already this season, so you've always got to be wary of his movement. He's clever, he's intelligent, and he leads the line well.
Well done, thanks David.
Cheers.